Bailey's disobedience brings to mind what happened at Kyalami in 1977, almost at the same spot, when a young man crossed the track in order to put out a fire which had started in the car driven by Zorzi. That day, two died. The youth, who was dismembered by the car, and Tom Price, the driver, whose head was smashed by the fire extinguisher.